Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors, and sponsored by Paychex, and also sponsored by WorkHuman. My name is Steve Bowes. New film to showcase equal pay champion Lilly Ledbetter. Lilly Ledbetter's fight for equal pay became a landmark case in the struggle for workplace equity in the United States. After nearly two decades working at Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, she discovered she had been paid significantly less than her male counterparts for the same work. Her lawsuit against Goodyear reached the U.S. Supreme Court in 2007. The court ruled against her, citing that she had filed her complaint too late under existing law. Though she lost the case, her story galvanized national attention, leading to the passage of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act in 2009, which made it easier for workers to challenge pay discrimination. Despite progress, as of 2024, the gender pay gap in the United States persists, with women earning approximately 83 to 85 cents for every dollar earned by men working full-time year-round. This represents only a marginal improvement over the last two decades, underscoring the enduring nature of wage disparities between genders. The gap is more pronounced among women of color. For instance, Latina women earn significantly less than their white male counterparts. And the COVID-19 pandemic further exacerbated these disparities, as many women re-entered the workforce in lower-wage industries, contributing to a widening of the wage gap for the first time in two decades. Additionally, the pay gap varies by state and by occupation, with certain regions and industries exhibiting more significant disparities. Despite increased awareness and legislative efforts, like the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, achieving true pay equity remains a complex challenge influenced by factors including occupational segregation, caregiving responsibilities, and systemic biases. The pay equity issues are going to be back in the spotlight in 2025 with the news of a new soon-to-be-released film chronicling Lilly Ledbetter's fight for pay equity. Ledbetter's perseverance turned her into a symbol of the ongoing fight for gender pay equity, inspiring legislative change and a broader conversation about workplace fairness. Her journey is now the subject of Lilly, a new feature film set for release in May 2025, which will bring her story to a wider audience. The film's promotional materials describe Lilly as a hardworking Alabama tire factory supervisor whose singular goal is to lift her family into the middle class. Having grown up in poverty, she endures a work environment plagued by pervasive harassment, all for the sake of getting the best paycheck in their county. But as her retirement approaches, Lilly discovers that the system has been cheating her, paying her close to half of what the men with the same jobs were earning. Outraged, Lilly fights this injustice all the way to the Supreme Court, the quarters of Congress, and eventually the White House, all the while powerful forces try to shut her down. The film follows the transformation of an ordinary citizen into the face of an issue, illuminating the impact a single courageous person can have. It's anticipated by the attention that this film will receive and from exposing potentially millions of new audiences to Lilly's experiences, there will be a needed refocus and emphasis on women's pay equity, the continued challenges in achieving pay equity, and the importance of ongoing efforts to close the gender wage gap. I'm looking forward to the film's release in May and perhaps a deep dive into the topic on an upcoming At Work in America podcast. That's it for the show today. We will continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. This has been Steve Bowes for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.